He wants total control. That's it. That sums it up. I'm going to give you plenty more, but that's the point of this. Donald Trump wants to control every single aspect in the United States of America. And nothing is slowing him down so far. I mean, he loses in court, and then he doesn't follow the policies about half the time. That's documented. You can look it up. I am reacting to the fact that this man now, it would be about 4.5 years late, is calling out the National Guard. The guy who sat there on his giant backside and watched the Capitol get overrun and did nothing but love it. Hour after hour after hour, and then lie about it. Now was calling up the National Guard in D.C. Crime, obviously, in D.C. has been a major problem for much of the last 60 years. That is irrefutable. You know what else is irrefutable? Because, again, numbers that are documented, if it doesn't fit him, and no, I will not say the word narrative. If it doesn't fit him, he says they're fake numbers. And he said that today. The actual documented numbers, crime, violent crime. Let's just go there in D.C. Violent crime last year was down 26%. Violent crime in America, down 4%. Still should be better. It's not as safe as it should be. Downtown Minneapolis, not as safe as it should be. But so many of the people who will say it's a hellscape, it's awful, you can't go from corner to corner. Number one, never come down here. I come down here all the time. Somehow, some way, I'm not shot. Again, more of downtown Minneapolis should be safer. No doubt about it. But it's pretty rich if you're living in Lakeville and never came down here before, and now you say, oh, there's crime everywhere. No, there's not. No, there's not. There are plenty of areas of downtown Minneapolis which are flourishing, and there are plenty of areas of downtown Minneapolis where they desperately need more police. For some reason, I think we should have more police and support the police in some ways when it suits broadly, in other cases individually, whereas Donald Trump supports the police when it supports his position. Because he sat there when some thugs and some disgusting individuals who broke into the Capitol and harmed and wanted to kill police officers. That's not everyone. Not everyone who walked from the Capitol or walked from the Trump speech. Not everyone there was intent on violence. They weren't. They made mistakes. They should not have went inside. They should not have. But there are others who were threatening to hang Mike Pence, kill Nancy Pelosi, and hundreds were involved in harming police officers, and he didn't do anything hour after hour after hour, and now he's going to step up when the data is going the right way. This is just, I was going to say the start. It's not the start. It's a continuation. Get back to me when he goes to a Republican city, too. Because guess what? When you go to Republican states or cities run by Republicans, you're just assuming there's no crime? Because that's a lie. That is just a flat-out lie. So mobilizing 800 National Guard members, put D.C. police under federal control, have the AG run the DC police, FBI agents to patrol the city? This is what we want in 2025 when violent crime in the city is down 26%? But when the Capitol was attacked, perpetuated by his lies, he lost. He won in 16, he won in 24, and God knows he might win in 28. But he got beat by Joe Biden in 2020, and even though all sorts of people came to him and told him, he wouldn't accept it. And by the way, if you're going to try this Pelosi charade, just look up his own Secretary of Defense at the time who said, never did Donald Trump issue a plea for the National Guard, a formal order for the National Guard. This idea that the president couldn't have the National Guard out there. Remember, you heard that? Oh, it's up to the Speaker of the House. Well, then what the bleep just happened today? How about the video? And by the way, if you think my politics align with Nancy Pelosi, you're delusional. You're just wrong. Just because you criticize Donald Trump doesn't make you far left, because I want zero part politically to do with the far left in this country. You've seen all the video and audio where Schumer, McConnell, other Republicans are begging for the guard. We've seen the documented texts where his own kids are begging Trump to tell them, call off your dogs, get more law enforcement there. And he didn't do it for hour after hour after hour. It's so convenient where somebody will text me, oh, look at 226, he did this. What about the other hours? And so now this is what we're going to do. And he's not going to stop. He is not going to stop. And he clearly has greater control in D.C. than he does other cities. But when he's sitting there and he's citing New York, Chicago, L.A., Baltimore, he's going there. He's going there. By the way, when law enforcement supports him, he's Mr. Back the Blue. When law enforcement is not behind him, he targets them and fires them. Individuals of the FBI, if they don't have the purity test for Trump, they're out. DOJ. By the way, some of these folks are just doing their job. They're just doing, okay, here's the case. It involves the former president investigated. That doesn't make you automatically some crazed lefty. There probably are some crazed lefty, just like there's some crazed righties. But more often than not, these people are just doing their job. And so, yes, he's reacting to some legitimate, dangerous situations. To say our cities are as safe as they should be is just a lie. But we want the Attorney General of the United States of America, who has no independence from the president in any way, to be running D.C.? You want our National Guard out all over this country? How about this concept? Let's pass a bill called the Big Beautiful Bill and put an overwhelming amount of money in to train and hire more quality police officers. And then what's going to happen is the overwhelming majority of those police officers are going to be very good. Some amazing. And then a certain percentage will be lousy, like every job has people who aren't very good at what they do. And you'll have a way to get rid of those folks, to fire those folks. This is when quality, high quality people join the National Guard. Might be your husband, your wife, your son, your daughter, a friend. This is what you want them doing, policing the United States of America? There's an enormous difference between locally trained law enforcement, Golden Valley PD, Nevis PD, Hibbing PD, versus the Minnesota National Guard. And there are times, Tim Walz, let's get to there, late. Oh, I pointed that out over and over again and have pointed it out endlessly since then. Jacob Fry, overwhelmed. The police weren't ready for it. Trump, of course, making it up, you know, saying that he told Walz what to do and Walz was turning him down. Walz was late to it. But the idea conceptually of, well, you got to give a little training to the National Guard. Let's not forget when they went to Southern California, they had nowhere for them to sleep. They had no idea what they were going to do. And I got it. There are plenty of people listening right now thinking, you're 100% wrong. What we need is law and order. I am telling you, I'm backing the blue in almost every case outside of the rare, awful cases, and they happen rarely. But he wants, as the head of the federal government, to run it. In court today, the administration is battling Gavin Newsom on the military deployment of 5,000 troops that were sent to L.A. during ICE raids. We also have, how about this one? The Trump is asking the Supreme Court to allow officers to arrest undocumented immigrants in Southern California because of, here's the criteria. This is the United States of America. In a ruling August 1st, the Ninth Circuit Court panel said federal officers have been seizing people from the streets and workplaces based on four factors. I assume some legal criminal work, right, Dave? It's got to be, I'm arresting you, Dave Harrigan, because there's probable cause or you've not shown up for a hearing or you're wanted for something.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the four factors. Their apparent race or ethnic background, the language they spoke or accent in their voice, the presence in a location such as a car wash or agricultural site, and the type of work they were doing.
America.
That is happening in our country. My last girlfriend was a Latina, not born in this country. Guess what? She could qualify for some of these. Is okay, just pull her over by with the ICE agents wearing masks?
God forbid she wants a car wash.
Yeah. She took Quentin to tons of car washes. If she was right there speaking Spanish, which she does eloquently, might have arrested her right there. How about probable cause? How about we have something about this? So I am not saying what's happening in our cities across the country is good enough. But when you have one making this type of progress, second lowest violent crime numbers in 60 years. But I'm the sheriff, and I'm going to show you again what I can do. And get ready, because it's going to happen more places. Agree, disagree, nuance, vociferously, passionately. Let's go. Send your text. 651-461-9226. What do you want to say, sir, about this? Lots of texts coming in on Trump federalizing D.C.
Yeah, I get to the text. They're all going to say it better than me, but it's lunacy. It's not the America that I want to live in. Not the America it seems that you want to live in. And I think it's not the America that probably most of MAGA wants to live in.
Okay, so if I'll just play the devil's advocate to that, because I agree with you. For the folks who say, hey, the crime's just too bad, and the left-leaning mayors have been too soft in their approach, and they've had decade after decade after decade, and now we got someone who really believes in law enforcement, and he's going to step in, and all of a sudden you're going to be able to, if you're in D.C., you travel out there with your family, and you'll feel safe from going to monument to monument, to museum to that line of thinking, Dave says what?
We know what kind of law enforcement he believes in. The law enforcement that makes him look good.
Yeah. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt. Without it. And then if people are involved in law enforcement who somehow are tasked with an assignment which involves investigating him,
they're the worst.
They're evil. They're despicable.
Mm-hmm. Fire them all. Scum.
Yeah, exactly. Crime is down because no one's going to the downtowns. It's specific data from last year. Okay, so, I mean, it's so ridiculous. That's not correct. It didn't all just change from 24 to 23. So in other words, from 23 it was bustling, and then 24 was empty. Sure. Not true. Among the techs, he's a king. He's a dictator. I hope his term ends early. I still believe he's running in 28. I really do. Controlling is another way for taking away freedom. He's doing it a little at a time. What other dictator did the same thing? I'm not going there with Adolf Hitler. I'm never going there with Adolf Hitler. Okay? Adolf Hitler murdered 6 million people. Give me other authoritarians. Give me other leaders who went way too far and didn't care about norms and laws, and I'm probably with you. Donald Trump is not and will never be Adolf Hitler, in my opinion. Can't you give him any credit for at least speaking and doing something about homelessness, addiction, and crime? He's talking about crime, and then he's talking about just rounding up people for homelessness and taking them away. Okay, we do have a significant homelessness issue in our country at many levels, including, by the way, if you live somewhere and an encampment is there and it makes your life very difficult. And you don't have to just say, well, I just have to accept that. We have a significant mental health issue. We have an addiction issue. And we have those who are homeless who are criminals. So if he wants to look at it globally and collectively and is going to, because he has every Republican in the palm of his hands, funnel a great deal of money throughout our country to deal with homelessness outside of just let's round him up and get him away from his eyesight, I'm willing to listen. He's not the first person to address it, but he just feels like everybody's at his whim. There's no separation of powers with Donald Trump. They're all working for him, he believes. I think it's more text coming in, a lot of text coming in. I think it started turning D.C. into a military fortress, which he thinks will not be able to be removed. Yeah, he's going to run. This well-planned move to put down protests in D.C., that's what it's really about. That's part of it. It's also part, the economic numbers are not good. Distracts from that. Epstein, I'm getting a lot of texts. Well, it's distracting from Epstein. I saw something the other day from Harry Enten. Like the Epstein searches are down like 90%. I don't think a lot of people are talking Epstein anymore.
No, it's right? Fizzled.
You know, there's came out today, a judge said the grand jury testimony of Ghislaine Maxwell cannot be released. Yeah. Do I think that all was going to be released? The only thing we're sanitized is the victims, which they should have sanitized. Yeah, somehow I don't think Donald Trump's name would have been a part of it. And by the way, is he the only famous person who was tied to Epstein? Hell no. Bill Clinton, I'm sure, is all over that. And Bill Clinton's morality? It'd be a good idea. I don't agree with anything Trump is doing, but I'm more upset with Congress. They're spineless. Because of liberal-run crime, city's crime has gotten so out of control that it's needed to bring the National Guard to get things back to an acceptable level. Well, then how do you explain that it's down 26% from last year and it's the second lowest rate in 60 years? And that we're rounding up people who have brown skin because where they work and what they look like and because they speak Spanish. Probable cause should matter. Overrated next.
It's
cut it off. Cut it off.
Just
how
that. Dare you?
How do, well,
come on. They let
the
your ego just
Hartman Show.
Stop it.
Live
I was
here
giving you more time.
Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
I was just trying to get to you sooner.
I know. He just does that. He takes and he takes and he takes
that's
and he
Dave.
Never gives.
Yeah. Non-giver, Dave.
I'm going to start with golf. I'm going to give golf, the game of golf, a properly rated, however, with a caveat.
Interesting.
I golfed on Friday, first time in more than a year. I hit some spectacular shots.
Tiger 2000?
Tiger 2000 kind of shots. Just blew my mind. Like, what? I also hit some horrible shots.
Yeah.
So I've determined now, going out to play a round of golf.
It's torturous, isn't it?
I'm only going to keep track of good strokes.
Good strokes. Okay, Donald Trump is here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to
count.
Did you win a club championship?
No, I did not. Yeah. But it was in La Crescent, Minnesota, little nine hole, right in the Cooley region.
Yeah, right
I was
back,
down there.
Back to our area, Cross.
I was in La Crescent this weekend with my old boss.
Yeah.
It was just fun.
Oh.
He's happily married.
Throw ball.
He's awful.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm saying golf's properly rated if you only count your good shots.
Well, then it's underrated. then it's spectacular, right?
Spectacular.
Yes.
Next up, I really enjoyed watching football. I'm going to say football, even if it's preseason. People say preseason is sleeper. It still gives me a good feeling.
So how much of the Vikings preseason did you watch?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay.
But I enjoyed it.
Good 10 minutes, though.
Good 10 minutes.
Nothing Chad would know about.
Third, you may recall this. Yeah. I was asked to join a gentleman to the Paul McCartney concert. Do you know that story? So a listener texted in and said he wanted to take me to Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
He had two tickets.
Sounds good. Once we do a background check and find out about it.
I ignored it. And then Sunday, boom, there he is again because I've Saturday my Sunday show, right?
Right.
Then he sent me his email with the note. So I thought, you know what? I'm gonna email him back and say, thanks for the generous offer.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I should go. And he writes back, yes, you should go.
Yeah.
My girlfriend died 3 years ago. I just want to go to the concert with someone.
Yeah.
Then he wrote today again on the email and said his name is Raslin Rick. I think
Raslin
we were trying to
Rick?
Figure out if he was a WWE wrestler at WWE. So if you Google Razzlin Rick, you will find him. But what happened was, Chad, I realized the date of Paul McCartney, the concert.
McCartney.
Yeah, McCartney.
Well, it'd be a big difference if all of a sudden you go, Dave, and he's brought this to Paul McCartney.
You know, Paul McCartney water.
That's good, too.
Why are we going to some basement here in Little Falls? Hey, we're seeing Paul McCartney.
So what does he say? Chad, David Harrigan is... found him.
Raslin Rick?
Yeah. He's a real guy.
Yeah.
And apparently he was an all-star wrestler. Or not. I don't know.
It looks like he's certainly into the wrestling business as far as...
Yeah, like is he a media type or is he an actual wrestler?
Or was he an announcer? That's what Steve Simpson thought maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Could you meet him on neutral territory? Like,
well, I can't go to the concert, so...
What's going on?
I'm going out of town.
What a shock.
I really am.
What
I hate
shock.
To say that. I'll be gone all of September.
By the way, you don't hate to say it either. So you know what somebody's Dave says, I hate to say it. Most of the time, they really don't hate to say it.
They really like to say it.
They really
they
like
want to say it right
you know
now.
I hate to say this, but I'm not going out with you again. I'm glad I'm saying it because you're crazy.
I hate to say it, but I'll be gone most of September.
Where are you going now?
September, I'm going to Ireland. You know that.
Yeah.
And then October, we're going to Bayfield, Wisconsin with my sisters and mom because that's our annual pilgrimage to somewhere.
God, you have a lot of annual pilgrimages.
I do.
Honestly.
But I love my life, and my life is properly rated.
All right, so Rassel and Rick now is looking to go with somebody else. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, I hope I did all right.
You were great.
Okay.
Why don't we pause here, and then we'll try to squeeze ours in. A little shorter.
Yeah.
We would like more from the audience, too. 651-461-9226. Susie believes in physical activity, walking the golf course, riding a bike, moving around. All that is easier if you go to Stretch Lab. Dozen-plus locations in the metro area. Maybe you're new to the show. What's Stretch Lab? It's a business where they might have up to 7 or 8 different trained specialists there who are available to help you out, to bring some pliability, to bring some fluidity back into your body. You just don't walk up to a Stretch Lab and say, I'd like to be someone who works with people. Okay, you're in. No. You go through weeks and months of training, and then everybody's body's a little bit different. You might bring in your 14-year-old kid who's getting ready for cross country, or you might be a 28-year-old who's getting ready to get married, and you're going to go on some trip and exercise involved. You might be a 45-year-old who sits on the couch all the time. You might be a golfer, want to meet that club face. You might want to be a pickleball player. They are great. I've been going since 2019. More stores popping up monthly because so many people are going and the results are fabulous. I am better because of Stretch Lab. StretchLab.com. All right, Dave, what do you got?
Let's start with, you know, Susie mentioned football. So I'm going to start with football,
too. Sure.
Jaguars kicker Cam Little.
Yes, I didn't see it, but I read about it.
Nailed the 70-yard field goal in the preseason game.
Would be the world record.
Yes, the world record, not just the NFL record.
Oh, yeah.
The world record, yes.
I kicked that It's a Ball tremendous in the backyard also.
Really?
Not as well as I threw it.
You can't get all as much distance on the It's a, though. Yeah. Too soft.
You're too soft.
So the NFL record right now is what, 65, 66 yards? Whatever it was. I mean, the 70 yards blows it away. I've had enough. I've had enough of kickers. It's too easy for them.
They're it is. Too You're good. Right. You're right.
You know what we need? Let's go back to the barefoot kicker. Barefoot kickers.
Some of those guys.
Underrated.
Tony Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
I might be done. That might be my only barefoot kicker.
There's a couple of us.
That was good.
I think they got to take the shoe off.
How about this? Inside the 40, the goalpost is moving like a state fair ride.
Spinning in a circle.
You know,
I like that.
It's just going to be consistent. So when you're getting ready, you have an idea if it's going left to right to left. But it's moving because inside the 40, it feels like they're 98%.
Yeah, about that.
Either, except our guy when he came back from injury last year.
either make him go barefoot or take away roughing the kicker penalties.
Oh!
You know what? You can kick that thing from 68, but you're going to get your clock cleaned.
It's going to be kind of. Might be. You might have to have 7 kickers on your roster.
That's fine.
They're all going to get concussions.
Yeah.
Susie's on board. I can see that.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Fun for me on Saturday watching the girls dance at Irish Fair in St. Paul.
Oh, right.
Great.
It's great. We've gone every year that they've been in Irish dance. My oldest, now 8, she's been in for, this would be the end of her 4th year. Might be her last one. She might be moving on. We're
how come?
Negotiating that. She wants to do everything.
Yeah.
Wants
sure.
to do all the activities, and you only have so many days, so many nights, so we're navigating that. But watching her on stage, as you can see her lips moving, she's like saying the steps to herself as she's going. She's really trying to focus. And then our youngest, 5 years old, her very first one, and she's part nervous because it's a big tent.
A lot of people there.
They're loud, they're hooting and hollering, and, you know, especially with the little kids, they're going nuts and clapping for them.
Yeah.
And so she's kind of doing the, you know, playing with her skirt thing with her fingers, kind of nervous.
Oh, you're but not happy with that.
Beaming with smiles as she's skipping around and following her teachers and, you know, leading the little line of all the little kids, all the preschoolers. It was the best.
Yeah.
Just the best.
That's fantastic.
Good stuff.
How long was the whole presentation? Getting there, being a part of it, leaving? Sounds like a few hours.
Yeah, we got there early. They danced around 4 o'clock. We got there around 2. They wanted to walk around a little bit.
Have a little food?
Yeah, we did have a little bit of food. They
give the girls some Guinness?
Little sip?
Believe just a sip?
No, no. They went and got Daddy a couple, all right?
Yeah,
hey,
right.
Get Daddy a drink. Let's go.
All right, I'll jump in. I got a few here.
Okay.
Gary Sinise, who's been so great on a lot of military issues. A photo of Gary Sinise yesterday. I retweeted it. Follow me at Chad Hartman Show. Bringing on his dime 1,000-plus children of fallen soldiers for Disneyland. And he paid for the whole thing.
Oh.
And then here's how bad some people are on Twitter. They're like, some of those folks are not kids. Yeah, he didn't say he's going to watch all 1,000 himself. They brought their parents.
Yeah.
And he's paying for it. How good is that?
People are just nuts, though, how they like to take things down.
My kid, the great chef, was amazing again yesterday, making so much good food, including lamb that was just delicious.
Oh.
I feel like, though, on the lamb chops and the variation, there should be more meat. There's a lot of bone on the lamb.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But I like it. Where do you guys, I think lamb is, I think the taste is almost underrated. Hey, lambs, we need a little more meat. What are we doing with the lambs?
Stock up.
Yeah.
Eat some more.
Dave, where are you on lamb?
I'm trying to remember if I've ever had lamb chops. I may have when I was in Ireland years ago, but lamb in, like, you know, Indian food or something like that?
Very good.
Mm.
Downtown today, I'm at a parking light just a couple blocks away. And this kid, I don't know, he's 16. And he's just staring at me the whole time he's walking across the street.
It's Chad Hartman.
I don't think I did. Anything to do, just staring at me with this very quizzical look on his face. It was just strange.
I imagine.
Did you say something to him?
I did not say anything.
Give him a wave, anything?
I did not.
We watched a guy sleep for a while on the bench today and get up and go back to sleep.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Now, then I park, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm getting out of the car, and there's a guy who's looking right at me, and he's talking. And I go, excuse me? And he's looking right at me. And then I can see that he's got the headphones in.
Oh.
Really astute move by me. I guess, apparently with my giant ego, he's looking at me, so he must be talking to me. And then he just laughed. I laughed. And we made a connection.
And you had a good time, even though he was talking to his girlfriend on the phone.
That just brings up one of my favorite curbs. When Larry's at dinner alone, this guy's at dinner alone, and he's got the, you know, the earpiece in, and he's talking to the phone just really loud at the restaurant. Yeah, we want to do that business deal. Yeah, that's for sure. And so then Larry starts by himself. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have some chicken. Yeah. And the guy's like, what are you doing? He goes, I'm doing the same thing as you. This is timing right there. Look up there behind you, Susie. AOL ending dial-up service. Okay. Who knew that AOL still had dial-up service?
I told you Eric Escala has AOL. I'm not kidding.
Not dial-up,
He might have an email from AOL, but he doesn't have dial-up service.
I don't know. I might investigate.
He might be the kind of guy that would have stocked up on those 50 free hours of AOL CDs that you'd get in the late 90s. He's still got a stack about 3 feet high.
We had Joey Chestnut in town with some other goofball eater. It's so overrated.
Make him
eat an actual meal without dipping it in water and all the stuff.
Tricks.
Yeah, no. Joey Chestnut.
Are you a fan of Joey, Dave?
I think it's incredible.
Well, it's gross.
I think if you can call, I'm not saying it's not gross, but if you can call professional eating an athlete.
I can't.
A professional eater an athlete.
I will not.
I'm sorry. He's better at his job than Michael Jordan was at basketball.
Get out of here.
It's true.
Michael Jordan,
how many world
wasn't
titles?
Altering the sport.
He didn't play with a tiny basketball.
Yeah, this guy Joey.
That is the
hot
sport.
Dog.
You can dip. It's illegal.
It should be illegal.
Yeah, you know what, Michael Jordan. He alters the sport. You think he didn't carry the ball a few times.
Juicing
an extra step.
Joey's juicing.
You guys gonna fight about this on the radio?
We might.
Hmm.
And then the 9-year-old kid who goes out there every week and offers to give a free compliment when somebody walks by him. How sweet is this? Ethan Stan, right here. Look at this kid.
Oh.
Walk by him and he'll give you a free compliment.
Does he work for tips?
I bet he does. Probably gets a dollar every Aaron, then.
Is there a little cup right there for tips?
Of course.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
I can't blame them.
I'm going to give, you give me a compliment, then I'll give you a compliment.
We're out of time.
I knew it.
Don't go see Paul McCarthy with the guy in a basement in Hibbing.